You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 362. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey, 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 and welcome back to another awesome podcast episode with me, your host, Angela Henderson Consulting. Today, I want to talk about harnessing the art of good old promotional materials. Now, picture this. You're at a concert. The lights are flashing. The crowd is buzzing and your favorite band hits the stage. You've got that feeling of excitement and connection. Yeah, that's what I'm all about on today's podcast. But instead of rocking out to tunes, we're going to be rocking out with branded swag, aka promotional material and killer client gifts. Now, you might be thinking, why is this topic so important? This topic is more important than ever before, especially when your people, your clients, right, your prospective customers want to feel seen and heard. But the use of promotional products and client gifts can be very, very, very bad when done wrong. So I want you to get ready to dive headfirst into a treasure trove of tips, tricks, and tales as we uncover the secrets behind using promotional goodies to blow your client minds. Now, we're not just talking about good old pens and keychains here, my friend. We're talking about crafting experiences that leave your clients shouting your name from the rooftops. So sit back and get ready for my amazing guest joining me all the way from Sydney, Australia. Hey, 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 welcome to the show. Oksana, how are you today?
Good, Ang. How are you?
My goodness, so good. So, so good. Because how can my day not be good when you are here? I was thinking about this podcast and the angle that I wanted to take and things like that. And I just quietly had a giggle to myself when I was doing some research about some of the questions. And I was just like, you know, how funny is it when the world puts the right people in the right space? And we recently just met in Sydney at a peer mastermind day that we were both invited to. And I was trying to explain to my team when I met you, I said, it's almost like a sister from another mother. And they're like, well, what do you mean? And I said, listen, I said, we both have extremely high energy. We both love connecting with other epic humans. We both kind of don't really put up with any shit. We just kind of call it how it is. And I said, and we both really believe in the notion of authentic marketing, specifically around promotional and client gifts that, you know, people are receiving. So I was like, there's just so many tick boxes. So I'm absolutely thrilled to have you here today talking about harnessing the impact of promotional products and client gifts to help engage our clients. So pumped to have you here today.
Thank you.
Now, I always like to ask a fun question to my guests so that my audience can get to know you a little bit better. So my fun question to you is, I know you're from Russia. So what is your all-time favorite memory of Russia?
My favorite time of Russia. I grew up in the farm. In the summertime, we spent a lot of farm together. So I'm really a gardener.
Uh-huh.
So I love growing strawberries and starting in sale, selling strawberries at the age of 7.
So wow.
This is my business kind of adventure started when I grow the strawberries. And then I was the one who was selling them. And it was as a kid, it was fun because it was, I don't need to play it. It was like real stuff, right?
Oh my goodness, what a beautiful thing. And I know, like, I grew up obviously in Canada, and I remember also our summers. It's like you only had a small window before the snow came. So you had to get things planted very quickly, and you had to hope that the weather performed for you, you know. But there is something magical seeing something, you know, like we would do strawberries and raspberries and blueberries also, you know, and you put them in, and all of a sudden, a week goes by and they're sending it flowers. A couple of weeks go by. It's such a magical, beautiful experience. And I think we're moving in such a fast-paced world that we're forgetting those little things, do you know what I mean, that bring happiness to us.
Yeah, and snow, of course, snow. How you can have Russia or Canada without the snow?
Yes.
Snow is a big part of it.
You know, I was in Russia. I was in St. Petersburg, and I absolutely loved Russia. Do you know what I mean? It was such a beautiful place, going to the art museum. So it was beautiful. Now, the listeners, though, might not know who you are, my friend. I do. I absolutely adore you. So in a simple nutshell, can you tell us a little bit about what you do for business?
I'm a marketer, an authentic marketer. I've been in marketing for 100 years, and I'm very good at it, and I love it, and I think it's fun, and I'm a purpose-driven marketer. I have a merchandise company for the last 21 years. In America, they call merchandise swag. Uh-huh. Swag stands for stuff we all get. Mm-hmm. But I am a strategic thinker and kind of creative brain behind it. I'm very, very, it has to work. I don't believe in just, you know, brand awareness and giving stuff out just for sake of it. Mm-hmm. I always ask, how is it working for you? Or if it's not working, how we can make it working? Because if you're spending the money, I'm all about ROI. I'm a small business. I don't have $1 million budget to waste. So I need to be very smart and strategic on everything. And this is what I bring to the clients when we work together.
Mm-hmm. And I love that you're very much about, and before we press record, we were talking just about wastage alone. And what was that stat you said about?
Yeah, common statistic, it's 40% of merchandise, so branded stuff, and end up in a landfill. And I think everyone can relate to that. Like, it's so much plastic, it's so much cheap garbage that people should never be ordering and never been given out. And the 40%, it's scary.
100%. That's a staggering statistic. And that's why, again, I wanted to bring you on the podcast today to talk about harnessing the impact of promotional products and client gifts in order to delight and really connect with clients. Because I think this is a big thing that's missing in businesses today, is they're just going from transaction to transaction, transaction, or they're going to an expo or a conference, and they're really forgetting that people are people, right? They want to feel seen. They want to feel heard. And though the majority of the world would just be like shaking their heads, yeah, 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 that small amount of people will actually go and do it. And that those people are like you and me, we really focus on that. So I want to first start off by talking about, why should businesses, you know, just from a basic bottom line, why should businesses be considering and or incorporating promotional products and client gifts into their overall business strategy?
We, in 1970s, people had 500 messages, marketing messages coming at them a day. Mm-hmm. Today's statistic is 5,000. Mm. So we are, and if you think about like you, like anyone as a consumer, when I say you, we are overwhelmed. Inbox is full. It's people have 3-second attention span. Like no, people just scrolling. How do you cut through the noise? Right. Mm-hmm. I'm a member of Australia Marketing Institute. I was a finalist in the award, and my application was you got mail. So I talk about how I use direct mail, lumpy mail, snail mail, whatever you call it, different names, to turn my business around during COVID, because you cannot physically see anyone. Everyone at home, what a great opportunity to send them something in the mail. You get 100% opening rate. Mm. What else give you 100% opening rate? And you definitely get more than 3 seconds, because to catch them via email, it's impossible, or at the trade show. So if you use direct mail as one of your strategy for the acquisition, you can get 100% opening rate. Mm. So, and then I can't remember who said brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room, mm. right? Mm-hmm. So I have my promotional products that everyone, so many people have, and they talk about me when I'm not in the room because I'm giving them the tools. You know, exactly. My famous snail filer. They people sending me orders 6 months later, Because they said, I remember you. So how do you, if you're looking in a way on the, for the ways to be memorable, this is your secret weapon. But it has to be useful. It has to be creative. It's all this, you know, it's not just something with your logo. It has to be functional. It has to be created with the client in focus. So this is just a great leverage tools to build a better relationship. I look at it because I'm all about relationship. I'm Libra by star sign. So it's all about relationship. So you can do referral. I give you two nail filers and say, Angela, if you see someone who needs my service, can you pass it on? Suddenly, I give you the tools to talk about me and then make you look good because you got a gift for the now the person that you're going to be meeting. So I think if it's but one, you know, disclaimer when it's done right.
Yeah, and we will get into that because that's where it's like I've seen shit done really, really bad, and then I've seen stuff done miraculously well, right? So, and we will get into that more. But I love like all the things that you just talked about, how incorporating the promotional products, again, it allows you to be memorable. If it's done correct, it allows for connections to happen. It allows for conversations to happen. And again, you want to be memorable. Again, if we're getting 5,000 messages a day, we need things to be able to start sticking in order for our brand and our business to grow. Now, we've talked about a few different ways. For example, I'm personally using your company for my upcoming 3-day Women in Business conference. We won't talk about what I'm doing, so we won't give that away, but I am using you because I know you think very differently from a strategic point of view. And so I'm using it for conferences, but where else can promotional products and client gifts be incorporated within businesses?
It's acquisition. So if you have, and you can use it for the client and for your staff. So if you have 100 staff, you can use it as a welcome pack, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you're at the exhibition or trade show, you use it for when you qualify your client and you create the next step, the call to action, then you can give a gift and you can make next step. What's the next step would be? Retention. So if you're association and you're looking for people to, you know, you see the big drop, people sign up and they leave after 1 year. You can use it, a little strategic gift or some promotion that you can create maybe 90 days before the end of the subscription mm-hmm. to actually keep them, make them to stay. You can use it for referral. You can set up a referral program and send it out to your existing client and say, you know, we love working with you. We have capacity to work with more people like you. Can you give us a referral? And of course, the uniforms, if you have, you know, if you're a DHL and you're delivering parcels, if you don't have uniform, I don't think people would be opening the door
exactly.
to the delivery. So it's for, in the team environment, uniforms are for recognition, for the team morale. They all, you know, give security for the customer, the more trust, and also much cheaper for the employees. You know, uniform, it's always, again, smart, stylish uniform, not the one that say, I'm never going to wear that.
Yes.
It gives them opportunity to actually spend less on the clothes. And it's also a great idea. So it's many, look, music industry, we just had Taylor Swift coming to Australia. She sold $66 million worth of merchandise in her last tour. So people want to keep their momentum. They want to keep their memories of this amazing event. So this merchandise is going to be living for maybe, I don't know, 10, 20 years of them wearing this and remembering the experience. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes is people forget what you said, people forget what you did, but people never forget how you make them feel. Mm-hmm. So this is
so
just
true.
The tools to make them feel something about your brand. And we can, as a marketer, be very strategic. I always say, what feeling do you want your customer to have when they deal with you? Mm-hmm. Right? How do? And then we actually reverse engineer what are we creating. If you want them to have fun, we need to give them something that sparks the joy and fun, or if we're serious. So I said, does this represent fun? Does this product represent serious? Does this product represent quality? And a lot of people, you know, they don't ask these questions, hence they're buying the wrong product, hence it doesn't work. And then they said, oh, we try merchandise, it doesn't work. You know, everything works if you do it right.
100%.
Attention, women in business, get ready to ignite your success and elevate your game. Join me for an exclusive 3-day Women in Business conference from October 31st to November 2nd at the breathtaking Gold Coast, Australia. Designed exclusively for online business owners, service-based business owners, coaches, consultants, and course creators. What to expect at this amazing 3-day Women in Business conference? Expect an immersive experience filled with fun, empowering keynote speakers, interactive workshops, networking opportunities with other successful business owners. Gain valuable insights, forge meaningful connections, and leave inspired to take your business to new heights. 12 speakers have already been announced, with 5 more speakers being announced shortly. We have Steph Taylor joining us, Anita Seek joining us, Lisa Cordiff joining us, and not to mention Maddie from Sound Healing Australia, who will be there for the most magical sound healing experience ever. You do not want to miss the event of the year for women in business. To secure your ticket, head to angelahenderson.com.au today.
And like, again, we will get to specifics on what has worked, what doesn't work shortly. But for, you know, those people that are like, well, this is all well and good. I agree. I'm not doing any marketing around promotional products or client gifts, acquisition, you know, all those things, launches, conferences, you know, I probably could up my game around this. Let's now start diving into, what are the 7 traits that make up a great promotional product and client gift?
It's useful for the client. You know, a lot of time, if you're the person ordering the gift, you're not the customer. Mm. Is it useful? It has to represent your brand. Again, if you're saying, what is my brand values? If you're saying quality, you cannot give crappy umbrellas or crappy pen. Give nothing. Mm. It's need to be the quality product. Now it's a lot of sustainable, so it need to be produced sustainably and ethically. It has to be, you have to also consider how do you deliver this product, right? Because the product might be amazing product, but if it's going to be hand delivered, or you're going to send it by mail. So because you don't want to have a beautiful product and then it's got damage in the postage because you didn't think that, you know, you're going to be posting it. So you have to ask the question, how we're going to deliver. You have to think, where is your customer when they're ready to buy? Because statistically, only 5% of people are ready to buy now. So if you're the locksmith and it's make no sense to have a fridge magnet because you can't, people cannot use your service when they're in the house. You need to be outside the house. Mm. But if you're a plumber, so where are they most likely to be when they need your service? Mm. So what is your, if they're on the desk, you think, what can we put on this small piece of real estate on the desk to actually, for them, to see our brand? Because most of the businesses, the decision, the purchasing journey, it's anything from 6 months to maybe 18 months. Mm. So how do you strategically position yourself in the customer sort of customer mind? So they constantly, when they're ready to buy, if you're memorable, you're top of mind. If you're top of mind, you're tip of the tongue. If you tip of the tongue, they choose you when they're ready to buy. So I'm all about quality and being different. Like it's not. I think David Ogilvy said you cannot bore people into buying your product.
Such a good quote.
So when you look at a lot of marketing or a lot of merchandise, I've just said, oh my God, this is just so boring. Why do you so boring? So it's a few factors to consider, but I think do your research. You know, if we have data, let's look at that. If we only have opinions, let's go with mine. So I think it's very important to know the people and don't rush to just buy something just to tick the box. This is how majority of product bought, because we have a trade show. We just need something. Yeah. If you know, like in Australia, like if you have a conference that one day and you're giving something out that like pocket knives, it's not a good idea because they will be all confiscated in the airport.
Exactly.
So, but this is why it's always, what is people say to me, what's the right product? I don't know. I have 20,000 products. It all depends.
Yes.
And don't, like you have an option, if you have $10,000 budget, you can buy $10,001 item, or you can buy, you know, 100 items at $100. So make a decision, is it, you know, who is it for and why are you giving it? Like, what is the purpose and how do you want them to feel when they receive this product? And if you, you have to be consistent as well in your messages, in the messages, like every 90 days, I create something for my customers and for my brand, but it has to be almost create the same feeling in there and saying, wow, this is cool. Mm. So like, what's the first, rather than opening the box and say, oh, this is crap. Why did they send it to me? Like, yeah, put yourself in the customer shoes. Mm. Or if you're not the customer, go and do the research.
Whenever, and so, yeah, so those things, so it's got to be memorable. It's got to be good quality, right? It's got to be like that creative. Is it fun and outside of the box that, again, people are remembering you? That durability, is it useful? But also one of the things that we haven't really talked about, is it shareable, right? You know, is the promo product an item that, you know, those clients would be proud to gift to another person? Or is it shareable from a point of view? Are they proud to take a photo of this, share it on social media and help not only grow their brand, but your brand because you made it? You know, like I think that's, these are the things that I know I personally take into consideration. I'm obviously, we are in prep mode for the 3-day Women in Business Conference. We've already sold almost 50 tickets. And with our onboarding client gift, for example, I've had people go, what do you mean they're already getting gifts? The conference isn't until October. But we've already sent out personalized gifts to each person. And our database has picked up if they've already gotten that gift because they've been a previous client. We've got a backup gift that goes to them because we want them, even though we're still 6 months out, to still feel that they are seen, that they are included, to get them excited, to get them sharing about it, right? And the one gift, I won't talk about what it is in case someone gets it, but you know, that gift stays with them forever because it's personalized to them. And that goes to my next question. You know, there are good things to promotion, like to buy and promote, and then there are things that are not so good. So in your opinion, when people are starting to think about promotional products, what role does personalization play in the effectiveness of these promotional products for client engagement?
Oh, it now, nowadays, personalization is everything. And you can test it. When I present one of my slides is forget about your logo. And we all, as a business owners, we spend a lot on branding, if you do it right. And we love it and we attach it. But when you think about it, it's all about us. So if you make it personal, would you rather have something with your bank on it or with your name on it? If I give you a pen with the NZ logo, or I give you a pen with Angela logo, which pen would you prefer? In 100%. My 21 years experience, nobody ever picked a pen with someone else's logo versus their name. So it's the ownership, you know, if it's the moment you put a stick on it and it says, you know, this t-shirt is $20 t-shirt. The moment you put your child name on it, what's the value of this t-shirt for the child? It's become her t-shirt and it's 100 times more than $20 t-shirt, right? And if, God forbid, you know, she lost the t-shirt on the lunchbox.
Mm.
It's very, marketing is psychology. So this ownership, it's very important. So I'm all for personalization. And again, I have to mention, it's actually a big difference between gift and promotional product.
Mm.
Promotional product, yes, it can have my branding on it. And when I do the nail file, you know, with my logo, it does have my website and stuff. So it's a tool, it's a piece of merchandise, promotional product. But when you talk about the gift should not have any or any of your branding, right? Mm-hmm. The
yes.
gift should be really focused on the client, on mm-hmm. it's all about for them, what do they like. And you can go to extend of, or you can do the subtle branding. And then if you find out what their favorite color, so you just do the wrapping in their favorite color, or you use the card, what's your favorite, you know, if you see they like flamencos, like you just make, like, I'm always building the knowledge about the customer. They like flamenco. Okay, next time I'm going to send them a birthday card, I include flamenco. I go as mad as I know this one of my clients, he loves wombats. It's this Australian animal. So I actually find the stamps with wombat. So every time I send him a card, it's got wombat on the stamp.
How
right?
Awesome. Yeah.
So it's all in small details, because we think that, you know, it doesn't matter you're B2B or B2C, we think big. But at the end of the day, everything comes to one-on-one interaction, you know, them opening this card, them receiving this gift, even if you order millions of them. And before I had this business, I had a hamper company, corporate hampers, and it doesn't matter how many they were ordering, and if it's 500 hampers, my brief to my staff was always, it needs to look identical, because it's not going to as a one hit. Every single person, this is what they receive. The fact that we make 5,000 of them, it doesn't matter. We need to focus on the one person experience of unboxing and experience and receiving this experience that we're delivering.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And it's like, again, you use a keyword there, that experience, right? What is the experience that they get from, if you're a trade show, if you're at a conference, what is the experience in that interaction they have? If you've got a booth, are you talking to them? It's not just the product, it's like this package deal. You know, you were talking about, you were at a trade show before we hit record, you were at a trade show this week. And, you know, you said like people are on their phones, they're on their laptops, one person was sleeping. And it's like, well, hold on a minute. This is all about how you deliver this promotional product that you just paid money for to market your business. But then you're not considering all these other factors in, and you wonder why you're not getting a return on investment, right? So it is an entire experience if you do this well. In your experience, what are some common pitfalls, do you mean, the businesses should avoid when using promotional products and our client gifts?
Buying on price, you know, buying crap that nobody wants. Like, ask yourself, would you want to receive it? Because when we build a brand, and it doesn't matter, personal brand or your business brand, everything is matter. You know, I position myself and my values when I give you my business card. This is this business card cost me $1. This is expensive card. But when people feel it, I don't need to say I'm creative. I don't need to say I'm a quality person. When they touch the card, when they hold the card, they know all of that. But if you give the crappy card, if you give a crappy gift, if you send a crappy email with the mistakes, you don't pay attention. Guess what? This is what, you know, this is your reputation. And if you do the power of small, consistent things, this is applied to marketing and branding so much. And so many people, you know, miss that. Such a big component. They say they just tick the boxes, right? And you feel when people tick. Oh, we're doing the trade show. We need a bag. We need a giveaway. You don't need nothing. You need to have a purpose before the product. So you need to say, how are we going to qualify it? What's the next step? Can we put the QR code that take them on the landing page? How is it actually going to help us to help them? It has to have a purpose. Otherwise, you're going to just waste the money. And now with the current, you know, environment and the policies, it's all about, you know, people being sustainable and buying quality product and eco-friendly. But it sounds good. Eco-friendly is better than not eco-friendly. But my question is, maybe we don't need it at all. So if it's not going to add value to our customers, to our marketing, to our bottom line, nobody want more crap. I certainly don't want any. I don't know anyone who want any. So if I can be the person who stopped this, you know, buying just for sake of buying, ticking the boxes. You know, I'm doing good thing for the planet and for my clients.
100%. 100%. Now, for those businesses out there that are like, ooh, I probably need to up my game this year around my promotional products because they've got an expo or an awards or a trade show or insert wherever their potential client could be. And also, do you mean client gifts? Where can listeners connect with you? Like I said, I'm personally utilizing you and your services. Do you mean for my 3-day women in business retreat? Business conference, because I love what you do. I love what you stand for. And I love that you're very strategic about how these items that we'll be purchasing are going to get in the hands of people to make them have that experience. So where can listeners connect with you to learn more about how they might be able to work with you for their promotional products?
Well, you can find me on Instagram. It's Impero by Oksana. Or you can send me email. It's oksana@impero.com.au. I'm actually writing a book at the moment, and if you want to get the first chapter would be ready for free download, and the title of the book is Not Another Freaking Water Bottle. So I'll talk about how you use it, for how you be creative, think outside the box, use what you do for events, what you do for building better relationship in your business, and be creative. So if you want to get a copy, send me an email and we'll put you on the waiting list. And yes, I have a website. It's impero.com.au. Feel free to reach out and we're happy to have a chat.
So I absolutely love it. And we'll make sure that we include all those links in the show notes over at angelahenderson.com.au. But before we finally wrap up, my friend, I do have one final question, which is, looking back on your business journey, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started out in business?
I wish I knew how to say no more often, but I didn't. But maybe it was part of the journey.
Mm-hmm. Always a journey, always giving us clues and nudges on what we want to keep and what we may need to learn so that we improve with boundaries or whatever that is for later. So learning to say no, I love it. Now, it's always a delight to spend time with you. I know we spend about 20 minutes before we even hit record. You're just a delightful human, so knowledgeable, so kind, so giving. So thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I appreciate you. And for you amazing human listening to this podcast episode, I hope you have a brilliant day no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining me for another episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.